Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Jeremy. I'm so glad to be with you. So today, I want to begin by talking about an April Fool's Day joke that I played on my mom. And I was wondering, have you guys ever played a really, really good April Fool's Day joke? So one year, when I was in junior high, I told her one of her good friends called in his emergency and needed to call her right back. Of course, let me just remind you, this was at about 5:45 a.m. So my mom rushes the phone, calls her friend, wakes up the whole house. And then she looked at me and said, "There's no emergency. Why are you telling me to call her?" And of course, my response was April Fool's Day. What happened, though, was, well, fortunately for me, I didn't get in trouble because her friend thought it was funny. But what happened is, as I liked to play April Fool's Day jokes, then the truth started becoming different. And people stopped believing my stories or my jokes. If I had something serious, I started needing a proof of authenticity to prove that what I was saying was actually real. Now, of course, there's people who consider the Bible that way. But fortunately, God has provided historical details and eyewitness accounts that allow us to believe the validity of Scripture. And then that way people can't doubt it like they doubt my April Fool's Day jokes. It's important for us to see how God used historical events woven with eyewitness testimony to create, you know, the historical and legitimate kind of background of the Bible. That proves that Scriptures are true. That way we can rely on them and stand on them. Peter discusses how vital it is to acknowledge that these are not made-up stories, but verifiable accounts. If you were alive when the letters and the gospel accounts were written, you could actually go and talk to the people that were the witnesses. You can hear what they saw and what they experienced. The details that Luke gives in his gospel and in Acts reveal how we can peel back the layers of history to see the timelines and the people who were in charge so we know exactly where to look. And we can see how everything fits together. Knowing the history behind the stories we love gives validation and truth that we need to be confident in Jesus and who we are in Him. And this is why the historical accuracy should move more hearts towards Jesus. Because He wants us to know that He's real. He wants us to trust in the relationship that He has with us. And He wants us to be confident in the forgiveness only He can provide us. When the reality of God's love becomes the perspective we see Scripture, then the history of Scripture helps us to fix hearts and gives new life to all believers. So let me invite you to ask Jesus to help you see how the truth and the accuracy of the Bible can help your heart during this new year. My prayer is that it helps build confidence in the Bible so your faith can grow and impact everyone around you. Thanks for listening. I hope you guys have a great day, and I hope the Bible impacts your heart today.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.